Welcome back to the Outreach Project. This is Josh.
This is Zach.
Today we're joined with
Seth Kissinger.
You said that so
I didn't want to be
Seth Kissinger.
Oh man, how are you doing, Seth?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
You're making your voice so deep.
I don't mean to.
Hey, I'm doing really good today, guys.
Oh man,
I'm trying to be like Josh Turner, a country singer.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, bro. I don't. How's your day?
No, but I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself. If someone said, Seth, what do you do? What would you do? What would you say?
What do I do for a living right now?
Not what do you do for a living, just what do you do?
What do I do? Man, I like to hang out with friends. College basketball is my hobby.
Playing?
No, watching.
Dude, remember when we did the middle school basketball night?
Yes.
That was fun.
A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yes. And the kids loved it.
Yeah, one night.
And we said we would do it again and haven't done it since.
Us three, Jared.
Yep.
Was that it?
That was it.
Got all of the middle school boys in the church together and just played basketball for like 2 hours. And at the end, we did a leaders students game. That was epic. And we crushed them.
They thought we had us beat.
We couldn't do that again, though, with them this age.
Yeah. Not with the same kids.
Yeah.
They'd cook us.
Yeah, but we can't let them know that.
You guys would never beat us.
Yeah. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, college basketball, and then hang out with family.
Hey, guess what? Seth's engaged.
Also engaged. Yep. Have a fiance. So...
What's her name?
her name's Montana.
Shout out,
Montana.
Yep. You think she's listening?
Not a chance.
Really?
She doesn't even know I'm doing this. She's actually working right now on, what is it, April 3rd?
So. Yeah, so when this is out on April 20th.
So, yeah. But, yeah, hang out with family. And then, of course... youth group on Sunday nights.
Yeah, facts. Church Sunday morning. What service do you go to?
I go to the early service.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
I didn't think young guys went to that.
I didn't either. Seth's getting up there.
Oh, okay, all right. When I was in high school, I had not a chance outside of like maybe Sunday school, right? You go to Sunday school 9 a.m. But if I didn't have Sunday school, there's not a chance I'm waking up for 9 a.m. service.
No.
And I'm like, 10 a.m., I'm back. 10:30, I'm back home. Okay, I like that.
But then you can take your nap?
No, I don't take naps.
You don't take a Sunday nap?
No, unless I'm super tired.
Whoa.
So, yeah, not very often.
You go home, grill out, watch football.
College basketball.
Football. Sundays, you know, NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
You watch NFL?
Yeah.
But college basketball is the forte.
Yep, that's my... Yeah.
Purdue fan in the house, Seth Kissinger.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
Yeah, I know. I think Purdue fans, like just talking to a few of them, I think the verdict is you would have rather gotten blown out than lost in one second left.
I guess I would be the odd one out there.
Really?
I wouldn't. Just because I was there personally. I don't want to see a blowout if I'm going. But I get what they're saying. It's a heartbreak for anybody. Yeah. Right?
Your hope's up. You're up. You think you're winning. And
2.2 seconds left. Yeah. Tied the ball game. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
Will they be back next year?
Yeah. Preseason top 5 team in the nation.
That's not true.
You heard
at
it
all.
Here first, folks.
Seth. Josh doesn't think so. I do.
That's
if they don't lose anybody else.
Yeah, dude, they're going to. It's the transfer portal era.
Hey, you never know.
And I'm gonna tick off some viewers. And I'm
talking IU fans.
No,
probably
Purdue fans. I think if I'm a transfer portal candidate, like I'm in the transfer portal.
Okay.
Why go to Purdue?
consistency of success. And if, now, when I say success, it's going to be different than what maybe a Duke fan thinks of success.
Or UConn.
Yeah. Or Michigan football, Ohio State football, right? I don't know. Matt Painter's been to 8 Sweet 16 since 2006 or something like that. Or somewhere close in that ballpark. One Final Four, but he's won, I don't know. I don't know how many he's won, but quite a bit of Big Ten championships. I think they've been a number 4 seed in the NCAA tournament for the past 12 years.
Shouldn't have been this year. I'll say it.
No, I agree with you.
We've talked about this. Michigan got robbed. Michigan got robbed. I think they should have swapped Purdue in the seeding.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
So. Two. Okay. Is that two Big Ten?
Big Ten tournament titles.
No.
Which, I think for basketball, I like the tournament title more. No, since Michigan won it this year. But
I mean, yeah. Means a lot.
No, it's cool. Yeah. I'm just saying, and we can get off basketball here, so half the people don't care.
Right.
I'm saying in the NIL era, you either need a crap ton of money, and I don't know if Purdue's bought into that completely, or you need, like, hey, we've made 8 Final Fours the last 15 years. What? You need, like, a UConn-Duke success.
Right. Yeah. I want to say Purdue hasn't bought into it, but they're like, hey, I'm getting my players that they're not going to go get McDonald's All-Americans all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Matt Painter says, I got to know who I can sign, who I can't sign. And if that means a 4-star coming in, development him.
I think we're out of the development era.
No, I think we're getting there too.
All right. Well, let's reel back in.
No, we will.
Yeah, so.
There's a lot of people out there that care about Purdue basketball.
I do think, even though we're getting to the transactional money wise, I think Painter will still be successful.
Well, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
I don't think they're top 5 next year. Seth knows. We'll get on to that later.
So Seth, tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Like, where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've grown up in Columbia City all my life. I went to Quessy for a couple of years.
Shout out
Quessy. Dude,
my most mom, underrated elementary school.
Yeah, I was only there kindergarten, first grade. So I guess year and a half, because I didn't go to kindergarten all day. It was a half day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day, you only went half.
In a one-room schoolhouse, they only have half-day kindergartners?
So, yeah, I went there, and then I went to Northern Heights for the rest of my elementary, and then, of course, Indian Springs, Columbia City. So, grown up in First Church. I don't personally remember it, but I know my family and I were part of when First Church was at the spot right next to Dairy Queen and moved over here. I've seen pictures. So, personally, I don't remember it. But
and you know what?
When I
Until
see pictures,
Culver's came here, I think we missed that aspect of church. Having ice cream so close.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Shout out Culver's, though.
And now Culver's is that close, too.
I know. Thank goodness, huh?
Thank goodness.
What would we do?
So you go to Culver's after every Sunday?
No, like actually barely ever, but I think I would if you could walk. Like in the summertime?
Yeah.
At the old building.
No, you wouldn't.
Where you could walk to Dairy Queen? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh yeah.
After church, just walk there.
I always remember like some people that were in my grade that lived in town, because I lived north of 30. So I couldn't just walk to town, right? Where some of them were like, no, yeah, like last night me and a couple buddies just walked to Dairy Queen, walked to this. I'm like, that's actually kind of cool. Like,
I've never done it, but
I've never done it, but like, I feel like, okay, hey, you want to go walk and get some ice cream? Yeah. If you didn't have a car or whatnot and you know, mom and dad gave you a 20.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But yeah, so Columbia City, grown, like I said, came to First Church all my life.
One brother?
One brother, 2 years older than me. He's got a wife. He's got a wife, and he's got a daughter and a son. Hmm. Don't ask me their age.
What's he going to?
Couldn't tell you. And I think they're on like 5 or 2. Hopefully I'm right. But love them, my niece and nephew. Since I don't have kids, they're my world. So,
when you having kids?
Well, gotta get married first.
You know when you're getting married?
Yeah, yeah. I'm 30 years old. Probably soon after I get married.
No, do you know when you're getting married?
Oh, when am I getting married?
Yeah, like
June of 2026.
Okay.
So, it's kind of ways out there, but got some weddings to go to this summer, so I'm like, why try to squeeze it in when?
And you got engaged what? New Year's?
End of January, January 25th.
End of January.
January 25th.
June 2025 would be tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a tight squeeze.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, "How's the wedding planning?" I'm sure they ask you too, or did.
Yeah.
I go, "Well, it's going great. I'm there for moral support." So, yeah.
Good. And so growing up, you went to Columbia State High School, Indian Springs, Eagle Stars. Yep.
I think I was an Eagle.
No, that's their mascot. Aren't they just the Eagle Stars?
Oh, did it change?
Like, isn't it Indian Springs Eagle Stars?
Yeah, because there's the Eagle side and the Star side.
Yeah, so like when you played sports, you're playing the Indian Springs Eagle Stars.
Oh.
Was it Eagles back in the day?
I thought, man, I could be completely wrong and look like a fool here. I always thought, like, gym class, you had, like, you're an Eagle or you're a Star, right?
Yeah.
It's still the same?
Correct.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But the whole...
The mascot of the school.
Eagle Stars.
It's the Indian Springs
Eagle Stars. Hey, you learn something new every day. I knew the...
Hey, they're still the separate sides.
I knew the logo was like an eagle...
An eagle star.
Yeah, star. So it's an eagle star.
Learn something new.
Yeah, okay. And then tell us about college.
College? I went to Bethel College up in Mishawaka. I knew going in my senior year, well,
of high school.
Yeah, let's start over, right? Growing up, I was lived in a Christian home.
Yeah,
and everything. When I was born, I don't really talk about this part, and people that know me know it. But when I was born, my heart was on the wrong side. So, I had a thing called diaphragmatic hernia, and any doctors are out there listen.
No,
they're probably they might be drilling me with how wrong I am here. But I always explained it as my heart was on the wrong side because all my guts were up in my chest.
What? What? Why?
I don't know.
It just happens.
Yeah, I think I don't know the percentage on how many Yeah. 1 for every 3 babies has it. I don't know that stuff. But when I was born March 14th of 95, I guess my mom knew January 2nd. So that's a good two months before I was born that she knew I had it. And I was born down in Riley Children's Hospital.
In Indy?
Yeah. And I had a 25% chance of living. So 75% chance of dying. Good math there.
Columbia City taught you that.
Yeah, the Eagle Stars taught me that. But anyways, 25% chance of living. I had to get into surgery. I don't know if it was right away, but pretty darn close to when I was born.
Like you didn't leave the hospital until you went into surgery.
Yeah, 100%. So they... people would always ask me, well, they did touch your heart. They didn't touch my heart at all, is what I've been told. They just moved all my guts down, and the heart moved over by itself. And I was supposed to be in the hospital.
How do you move guts down?
I don't know. Whatever was up in my chest. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they just
scoop.
Yeah.
I don't.
Maybe someone
like,
has.
Did they like that open you up?
Yeah. So like, if we were like, you know, go out on a lake on a hot day, you would see a scar right here.
Okay.
So like, and so like, a lot of people are like, open heart surgery? No. From what I'm told is like, they opened me up down here and just moved it down, and then the heart moved over by itself. So why I tell that is like, I was supposed to be in the hospital for 6 months. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And went home. That's crazy.
That's cool.
And so the reason I tell that is because like, I've always told myself like growing up, like, why don't you'd be a fool not to believe in God for what, you know, God did when in 1995, you know, for me and for my family. So, that's old.
That's old. That's old.
Oh, that's old?
No. I'm sorry.
So, that and then growing up into a Christian home, and then going into... Go ahead.
How'd your parents, like when they got told 2 months beforehand?
Yeah.
Was that tough for them?
I would assume so. I knew when I was born, it was hard for them, because they weren't allowed to like really touch me. Like how, you know how like, I think when someone gets born, you know, put a child on your chest or whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't think they were allowed to do that because they had to take me right away. And then like, they could only like touch me through like a thing, like rub my head or something, because I had so many wires on me, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
And so like, the doctor was like, "Hey, if you pull one of these wires, you know, something bad could happen, right?"
Well, yeah. Don't want to hold you then.
Yeah. Like, hey, I don't want to be liable for that, you know. So, but yeah, you know, just to start off my life, you know, God did that, and. Like I said, I'd be a fool not to believe in God and the miracles he does. So, you know, going in, grew up going to church all the time, right? I went through the motions, right? I would go if one of my buddies was going, and if he wasn't, I wasn't happy that I was coming to church. But going on into high school, my sophomore year, I started to, Luke Deal was starting to come in as the youth pastor here.
Oh, shoot.
So I vividly remember sitting at Pizza Hut, and I wasn't going to youth group at the time. Like, I would go to Sunday mornings, but I wouldn't go to Sunday nights. He took me and two of my friends to Pizza Hut one Sunday after church for lunch. And we had lunch and everything, ate pizza, of course. And didn't go to youth group at all that year. Well, I think that was my freshman year. So my sophomore year of high school, my brother got in, you know, kind of not drilled it into me, but I kind of felt like, okay, these dudes mean something to me. They're going to youth group. That's kind of cool. I need to act up, right? I need to shape up.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going, and then the next two years went great. Started following Christ a little more, actually a lot more. And then my end of junior year, going into my senior year, I knew I wanted to be a youth pastor just because I wanted to be like Luke Deal. The dude had such an impact on my life that, okay, in a way, like, oh, Luke was how Jesus, like Jesus acts, right? Like, you know how like you tell people like, hey, make sure Jesus, or people see Jesus through you, right?
Yeah.
And so I saw Jesus through Luke, and I was like, I want to be like that. So I knew I wanted to be a youth pastor or going into youth ministry, and that's where it goes into college, going to Bethel College up in Mishawaka. Small Christian school, just like Grace or Huntington or Taylor, right? And I knew, okay, for me to go to Bethel, financially I couldn't go without, you know, some help. So I was fortunate that I could participate in track and get a scholarship for it. And so it made it financially able to go to Bethel, to go to youth ministry. So, and that's where I went to Bethel College and studied youth ministry for 4 years and then graduated in 2018.
Now what's your job?
My job is I work at Huntington County Community Corrections. Since 2019. Like that. January of 2019.
Yeah.
Maybe 2020. So I forget. So around there. So yeah. Financial data analyst, not even close to what I went to school for, which is okay. Happens to a lot of people.
How did you get accepted to that role with no background in it?
I have a minor in business.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like an accounting, definitely not accounting, right?
Yeah.
But still deal with money. So.
How much money they got?
I'm kidding. We're grant funded.
I'm kidding.
So.
Do you think your boss is listening?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe if someone finds us on YouTube, she'll look at it.
I'll send it to Huntington County Community Corrections.
One of the inmates is going to be on his phone one day. And just...
You know, I thought about that earlier today. I'm like, hey, maybe someone will see this later on.
But that'd be cool.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. What was I going to ask? Bethel.
Yeah.
I know you've mentioned before, the lukewarm atmosphere with some people at Bethel that are maybe there for athletics in particular, their parents were like, hey, you're going to a Christian school and that's your only option.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And so you've spoke on to that, but I guess I've never asked, has Bethel, did it grow your faith going there? Do you think, did you get plugged in? Did you have friends that pushed you? Like, tell me about all of that.
Yeah, I'd say I grew. You go to college to find yourself, right? In a sense of, becoming a boy to become a man in some sense after high school.
Is Zach never a man then?
No, I'm not saying that. I've told Zach before, if I had to do it all over, I would go to, trade school. I have a couple buddies that go to trade school and they live one heck of a life, right? But, I would say I grew. Plugged in, it was a little hard for me to get plugged in a sense of, I would find a church and I would go, right? But I wanted to help out at a youth group there, but it was hard for me because we had practice on Sundays nights. So for our practice, we would go Monday to Thursday, and then our coach would take basically Friday, Saturday, right? Friday for traveling if you wanted to go somewhere, and then Saturday, and then Sunday, since you're already traveling back to campus, right? Well, let's have practice Sunday night. Makes sense.
And you can go to church Sunday morning.
Correct. Yeah. So, and I tell people all the time, I came away with Bethel with lifelong friends. And I would never change that. I would change maybe, going to college rather than a trade school or something like that, right? Because, I went to youth ministry, right, for youth ministry, and I'm not even doing that. I help out, with the youth here at First Church. But vocationally wise, I'm not in the thing that I have my degree in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What you got, Zach?
Tell us a little bit about your time serving in the youth group here at First Church.
When did you start?
I started, it would be 2020. No. When?
A year before Zach? Or?
Stratton Fuller would be a seventh grader, I believe, was when I started.
Dude, I don't know.
It was. Luke was, I think it was the year Luke left was when I started.
2020?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's when. So about what?
That feels like so long ago, but it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 5 years ago.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. So I, you know, coming back, I wanted to, you know, help out. So I was helping out with the middle school with Daniel Wolf for a year or two. And then after Daniel went to high school.
To teach. Right?
To teach.
Yeah, he didn't go back to high school to graduate.
Yeah, he's That's a good. Yep. He might have went back to high school. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
But, didn't you room with him?
Did I room with him? No,
Garrett roomed with him.
Yeah, I never went to Huntington.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, mind. Daniel and I were just really good friends in high school.
Yeah.
But then after that, I've been serving with Zach with the ninth graders now. Well, we start. Was it 2 years ago when they were seventh grade?
I started with them when they were in sixth grade.
Yeah, but I jumped.
But yeah, you were seventh grade.
I was seventh grade when I jumped in with you, right? So, yeah, I've been there ever since. Solid group. You can tell Zach means a lot to him. I mean, he's been with him for, 4 years? So, pretty cool.
We've done some cool stuff with them, too.
Yeah.
Like that basketball night was cool.
Yeah.
Were you at the Man of God night?
I don't think I was.
No? Was Purdue playing that night?
Good chance.
And I've never been on a winter retreat as a leader.
Really?
Right.
Dude, we got to change that.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you done a mission trip as a leader?
I have not.
You know Zach and I did?
Yeah, just last summer, right?
No. Right out of high school, bro.
Oh, you're...
We went with the middle schoolers to Cleveland. The summer we graduated high school.
It was
the summer after we graduated.
There was three guy leaders, and we were two of them.
Just freshly out of high school?
That's so we graduated awesome. High That's school, awesome. Started serving. And then next summer, we went on a mission.
We were 19.
Hey, I bet you guys still felt like students.
No, because they're middle schoolers.
Yeah,
it was middle school?
It was just middle school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
That was crazy, dude.
I bet that was a kind of a...
We weren't even old enough to drive the
van. Hey, Zach, you want to take me somewhere? Ah, dude, I can't. Dude, we can walk.
I'm not allowed to drive the van, man. I don't know what you want me to do.
Dude, but one night... So Jeff Beck, shout out Jeff. I wonder if he's still a listener. Text me if you're listening. But he was the third guy leader. And one night it was like 10 p.m. and these kids just won't shut up. And so he's like, let's just all get Taco Bell. So we all piled into the van.
No way.
We just loaded up on Taco Bell and just had one heck of a night. And it was awesome.
What time of the day was that?
Like 10 p.m.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, but...
I bet Taco Bell's like, why we have all these middle schoolers coming in.
I think we just went through the drive-thru and got like the party packs or something.
Oh, to make it easier on the Taco Bell. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was legit.
Can you imagine being a worker there? Why do we have 15 middle schoolers coming in here?
And we slept on a was it a church building we were
it
in?
It was.
We were in a church, but the church had like a hardwood floor gym. But I'm not crapping on the church, but it wasn't a nice gym.
Yeah.
Like
it was in like the upstairs too, like the third story or something. Like they had a gym in the third floor story.
Gym, like just like a hoop on a wall. Like not
just old school.
Old school gym.
Like once again, not crapping on this place, but it's like, kind of a center gym, but worse.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's just an older gym.
Like, just an old building, old gym. We took one half of that gym, and the other half was for hooping.
We had a line. You couldn't sleep on the other side of the line.
Yeah. 8 a.m., you're moving your stuff back over.
No, you just weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
So we can hoop.
Zach probably had a big air mattress, didn't he?
We both did.
Probably. We just had an air mattress, yeah. Just normal.
You can't be a leader without an air mattress.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I got a hole in my like the first night from one of the kids or something.
You wake up and just
every morning. Yeah.
There was a student on that trip that like lost his toothbrush, and we found it just on the middle of the gym floor, just loose. Like, what are you doing?
Was it the last day that you found it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because let me tell you.
Those kids were losing everything. I lost my shoes.
No. Like,
last day, they found them under their mattress.
How many pairs of shoes would you take?
You would only bring like sandals and like
the slides for like,
like the shower.
The bathroom.
Yeah.
Do you wear shower shoes?
No.
Me too. They're weird.
No. I guess I have once.
I'm anti-shower shoe.
Yeah.
Even at Bear Lake, you don't shower shoe.
No, I never did there. I can't remember where I did, but it was pretty disgusting where I was like, okay, I might need these suckers.
You guys ever shower sock or no?
You did in high school.
No, middle school.
Middle school?
Middle school.
You keep your socks on?
I lost the game. You know, silent football?
Yeah.
I lost, and my punishment was a shower with my socks on.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
It was disgusting.
Dude, I think that shower had one drain for all the showers, and like the water would go through underneath. And like we were just peeing in the shower.
Of course, I mean you're a guy.
It was one of the colleges up there. It was their locker room, like their basketball locker room. Because I remember walking in, they'd be like, everybody's hoop stuff just sitting there, and we were like, can we play with that ball? Nope.
Dude, talking about shower drains, ours.
Yeah,
ours,
that's why people are tuning in.
ours in college. Someone would take a shower and you would just like dump stuff, you know, flour or whatnot on them. I swear, whoever the maintenance guy was and had to come, like, because ours would like kind of, you take a shower to be, you know, past your ankles. That might be an issue. We might need to get that checked. I felt bad. He unclogged that sucker. It smelled terrible.
Dude, I would have just dumped Drano down it.
We were college students. I mean, I didn't think of Drano back then.
Oh. Well, living in our
yeah,
I thought of Drano. Also, listeners, Zach and I, we broke up. What? We don't live together anymore. It's sad. We're on to new adventures, but we're here, I guess. It's a little awkward doing this with my ex. Ex-roommate.
Stop talking.
I'm just kidding. I'm just two streets over, so.
Not too far.
I'm getting married in September, so had to get a place to prepare for that.
No more bachelor pad.
Yeah. I didn't bring any of the flags.
Yeah, he left them for me, and I don't want them.
We'll figure that out. But
Addie doesn't want any of the flags?
No. Last thing, then I have another question for you, but I have this super sick Michigan National Championship newspaper article.
Yeah.
In a frame. And I'm trying to negotiate putting that in the living
room. You gotta hang that up in your house.
I want to. She said in the closet. I'm like, oh. What's the point?
I'm not gonna say anything. I don't want her to come after me on a Sunday night.
But I negotiated three things, and one of them's that I have a Bible verse like engraved in a piece of wood, Psalm 51, and then I have a oil painting. Okay. It's a poster of an oil painting. It looks real, of Ford Field.
Okay.
And that thing's sick. That one's in the living room.
There you go.
But I need that. I want just like a sports car.
Just get yourself a man's cave thingy.
Like, dude, there's one room.
Oh, in your apartment?
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's always room.
But, what's your question?
Who do you listen to? What do you watch? Like your influences for faith? Like, do you read anyone?
I currently don't read anything.
The Bible?
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, of course. But I would do like Francis Chan.
Hmm.
I'm going to butcher this guy's name. Kyle Idleman? Does that sound familiar?
I've never heard of him.
Have you ever heard Not a Fan? It's like a book.
Yeah. I remember that book, but
yeah.
So like,
yeah.
That, I've never read it.
That book.
I probably didn't. Bro.
Was like the main part of like growing from like not following Christ to following Christ. Like that was a big part in my life. So, but outside of that, I would listen every once in a while. Just not someone like consistently. Yeah. But no, I find someone that like maybe Jordan Chappell, you know, mentioned or something, and I would go listen or something like that. So
you like a variety.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have one person that I just go run into to listen to their podcast, to be honest. So.
Then what's maybe favorite book of the Bible, favorite Bible verse, things like that?
My favorite Bible verse would be Luke 9:23, and it's like, pick up your cross and carry it.
1 second.
You looking it up?
Zach's going to read it.
You can recite it if you know it.
I can't recite it all.
And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Correct.
Why is that your favorite?
Of course, that goes with the book, Not a Fan. And it was just like a major hit for me when I was getting into growing my faith. I just imagine, like, can you imagine carrying a cross like Jesus did, like, and for how long? Like, so uncomfortable. And then deny himself and come follow me.
Which isn't easy.
Not easy at all.
Yeah.
So that's...
Where have you seen yourself grow with that?
Where have I seen myself grow with that?
Yeah, because I'm sure there's been, since, you know, reading Not a Fan in high school, probably with Luke and a group in that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been things where you've had to pick up your cross and deny yourself in. And
yeah.
Where have you seen yourself grow?
Man, I would say, like, just going into a relationship. My fiance is the first relationship I've had since I was a senior in high school. So
really?
So I went like 10 years of just single life, or more than that, it was something around there. And so kind of just in the sense of, hey, like, I got to pick up a cross there. Like, and it's going to be uncomfortable because I'm not used to that, and kind of like take the unselfish part away. Or the selfish part away and be unselfish. Mm-hmm. And it's like the same with my faith is like, okay, there's up and downs on everything, right? You're going to go through trials and everything. But at the same time, even though it's not comfortable every time, it's worth the run.
Mm-hmm. Or even, I'm sure there's non-Christian buddies of ours that...
For sure.
It's like, hey, we're...
Yeah, and I love them just as
totally.
Much.
Totally.
Like, I tell people all the time, and Zach's probably heard me say this all the time, like, when you're in high school, don't go running away from, you know, non-believers. Yep. But also, you got to have a backbone, right? You got to have your morals. You know what you believe in. You know right from wrong. And you can love on those people just as much as everyone else. You know, they're human
But part of picking up your cross and denying yourself
correct.
Would be discerning in those relationships.
Correct.
With, hey, we're probably, you know.
Yeah.
You invited me out to go to the club.
Yeah.
Probably not going.
Yeah, like, yeah. Or just making sure that you have the respect of, like, hey, this dude lives out his faith, you know.
Yeah.
I know he's a follower of Christ. So.
And don't give them any doubt about
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or even, I don't want to say ruin God's reputation, because I don't think anyone could ever do that. But
for
that individual,
for sure.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean, one time could be like, oh, that's how all Christians act. What
right.
The heck?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Dude, that's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Just loving, you know. I always said, like, someone always told me, you don't always have to, wrong choice of words is accept, but if you just love everyone, they'll see your true self,
yeah.
You know, no matter what. So why not just do that? Because if you're not your true self, then who really are you?
Shifting. Where has God, and you mentioned it with, you know, selfishness or selflessness in your relationship, but even stepping into engagement, where has God grown you in that and challenged you in that?
Yeah, just...
Does she come to First Church?
She comes every once in a while. So yeah. she lives in Bluffton. She went to Norwell High School. And so she still lives down there. So that's a 50-minute drive one way.
Yeah.
So she comes if she, you know, if she's available. She has her own, her family's got her own church down there in Markle. So
did you say she's moving out here?
That's the plan.
Okay.
Of course things
we'll
can
figure that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, things can change. So but yeah, she's came here, but for me, just being there for her and knowing that I can't do whatever I want like I used to, right? Like just being real, like now yeah. There's someone else in my life that, you know, means the world to me, but I got to make them feel like they mean the world to me. And
put their priorities first.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's very supportive of me watching college basketball, I'm not going to lie. So, and I'm very thankful for that. But at the same time, like, take time and, you know, spend time with her and show maybe love whatever she wants to do.
You don't watch a game 1 week
or right.
one day.
Right.
I mean, you got to watch every week, but maybe.
Right.
Maybe you watch it on your phone that time and watch
dinner.
Yo, I've done that before. Her dad. So it's kind of funny. Her dad has never mentioned something to me, but I think it was like Thanksgiving time. And then we're watching a movie and Purdue was playing like NC State or they were playing Ole Miss. I forget which one. And I had my phone on my lap and her dad saw me watching Purdue the whole time. And she knew I was watching Purdue on my phone, but.
All right.
Hey, it's good. But yeah, just. Hey.
I don't know if that's the wisest thing, Seth.
Hey, that was a couple, what? That was November. We're now in April. We're still good.
All right. Yeah.
So, but anyway. Yeah. And then just going off of like seeing what my dad did, you know, when I was growing up, knowing that like he put my mom first a lot and he put our family first. And I think, of course, no one's going to be ready for marriage, right? But making yourself prepared as much as you can.
Are you guys doing?
So I plan on, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got time.
Yeah. I told myself I want to go through marriage counseling. Like, I don't know. I'd be a fool not to.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I'm stupid with that stuff.
I'm pretty deep in a few premarital books. I'll let you know after. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you, I don't know if it was a premarital book that you were reading, but back when we were doing the Tuesday night groups, you had a book that you were about to read.
Probably. Dave recommended me. It's called When Sinners Say I Do. I've talked about it on here a few times. I'm pretty dang close to finishing it. That's
pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
hits home.
Yeah, it really humbles you. I mean, and not a way of we're just these terrible sinners that, you know, yeah. We are, but it's not like a degrading book by any means, but it's a humbling book that throws into perspective of, hey, you have to understand, I mean, the worst in yourself, because you're going to be, you're essentially going to be one with this, with your wife, and you're probably going to see the worst of her too.
Right.
And so you have to understand all the grace that God's shown you, and it's just, yeah, it's crazy. So.
Yeah, it's like what Joe said, what, maybe a month ago. Just can't go in with baggage, right? Lay that at the door, and if you go in your marriage with baggage, it something's going to come up, and
yeah.
It's not going to be good. So, yeah. Yeah, just trying to realize, like, you know, everyone wants to be a good husband for their wife, so.
And our men's group that we did, I mean, I think we talked about that a lot. We went through, if you weren't there and you're listening, we went through Measure of a Man with Sheldon and Freeman.
Yeah.
Shout out those guys. That was a good time with guys. Just, I personally enjoyed just the conversation.
Yeah.
With guys getting together and hanging out, and also just growing each other, challenging each other, and
yeah,
what it means to be a true man of God. And it's, I mean, being a true man of God is bearing that cross every day. So.
Correct. Yeah, just getting the perspective from everyone during that group was awesome. And really, Sheldon and Freeman, I mean, me personally, I would lean on them all the time to get wisdom from them. And yeah. I, like you said, I thought that group was very solid to.
I bet Sheldon's listening.
Hey, Sheldon's the man.
Well, text us that group.
Sheldon? Yeah, Sheldon, if you're listening, text us. But
maybe make us some cookies.
He mentioned one day, like his early years of marriage, he's like, man, it was the times when we were broke and we would just sit home, play cards, and eat apples with cheese.
And popcorn.
And we were like, Sheldon.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting, bro. No way you mix apples, cheese, and popcorn in a bowl. And he brought it one week, and it's pretty dang good.
Oh, you guys thought I ate them all together. No!
No, you put them on a plate, separate them, but, like, you know, eat them a little bit together.
Yeah.
Dude, you could stack them up, and those are pretty good.
Yeah, you could stack them. Yeah. I mean, he's on to something.
Right.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So from that moment on, I trusted him with my life, and...
It wasn't his first rodeo.
No, no. So, do you have any final questions for Seth?
Nothing I can think of. Do you have anything?
Well, I have the final question if we're ready.
Are you ready for the final question?
I'm ready.
Have you heard the final question before?
I have. I forget it, though.
Okay. Seth, no limitations. You have one dream vacation. One vacation the rest of your life.
No, it's not one vacation the rest of your life.
Whatever. Your dream vacation. No limitations. What are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you bringing?
Of course, I'd take my fiance. Man. I've been to Hawaii. Zach makes fun of me all the time.
Oh,
you're just coming back from Hawaii. Yeah. How many times?
Okay.
But Zach makes it sound like I've been six times.
He missed like 1 week at youth group. Yeah. Yeah. So whenever I see him, you get back from Hawaii this week.
I missed youth group 2 weeks ago because I had a work trip in Orlando.
Yeah.
And Dave told the dudes that, told the sophomore guys that I was at Universal. And they would not let me live that down.
Like taking, like going on rides and stuff.
Well, I did on Saturday, but like, oh, some work trip.
Oh, Universal.
I'm like, guys. Like, first off, it was
he with was the, going it was, on Hollywood Tower of Terror.
It was with the company. Okay, they paid for it. I had to go.
You can't say no.
I didn't have to go, but am I going to turn down free Universal?
No.
No. Would you turn down free Universal?
Played the fifth.
Yeah. Sorry. you're going to go. But yeah. Sorry.
So,
you're going to Hawaii.
Oh, I'd go back to Hawaii in a heartbeat. Like, that was so fun and super nice. But so what was it? Who are you taking? Where are you going?
Just tell me about this trip. What are you doing there?
Oh.
Where are you staying?
Four Seasons.
You said there's no limitations.
Yeah, no limitations.
I don't even know what that is, bro.
I didn't know until I went to Hawaii.
Okay.
It's very nice, I guess. Very nice.
Oh, you didn't stay there your time?
Then? No, we didn't stay there.
Okay.
I ate there once.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have to pay for it.
Oh.
So, but I ate there and it, holy cow. No limitations. I'm staying there and I'm eating there.
Okay.
So, my ideal.
Dude, like, you should like climb a volcano or something. Or like hike it.
What was it? Diamond Head, I think, is what the. There's a Diamond Head there that I hiked, but it's not. I don't think it's a volcano. Maybe it was. I don't know.
All right.
But,
don't know until you find out.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sick. But me, vacation, relax on the beach.
Ah, one of those guys.
Yeah, I am one. I can do mountains and everything, but like someone told me like 7 years ago, if you come back on vacation tired, you did vacation wrong.
No.
You don't, you know, I was like, you know, it's kind of got some, that's kind of valid, but yeah.
If you're going somewhere, you got to do it, you know?
Are you like one of those guys with like a whole itinerary?
Yeah. Growing up, my vacations, we'd fly. Like one of them, we flew into Denver.
Okay. And then, yep.
And then we drove through like Yosemite. We drove through Grand Tetons. Mm-hmm. Like all of those.
You've been
parks,
to Yellowstone?
Dude. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore?
We did all of that. Yeah. Same trip, dude. We did all of that.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Did you go to Crazy Horse?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, the burial grounds out there. Yeah. Yeah. That's that one awesome. Was crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be my vacation. But, yeah, I love Yellowstone, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What's your dream vacation, Zach?
I've answered this way too much. I don't have anything new from the last time we did this. Okay. What's your dream vacation?
My new dream vacation, and Addy and I are doing it 2 days after we're married. We're going to Asheville, North Carolina. Never been there. I've been to North Carolina, probably. Yeah. Probably drove
you
through.
You go to the South Carolina mission trip?
Yeah.
You've been to Asheville, North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, we stopped in Asheville.
We stopped
you
in Asheville?
You remember that hotel?
What did we do
I
there?
Don't think we... I think we just stopped and ate, but we didn't.
Okay. Well, I didn't
but you've been to Asheville.
You so we're staying in like...
You went to Taco Bell in Asheville.
No, we went to Cookout.
I didn't go to Cookout.
I thought I was probably in a different van.
Maybe.
I've never been to Cookout. Maybe.
But you always talk about it.
Cookout's fire.
No, it's
is
not.
It? I've never
you've
had it.
You've never been there.
But regardless, we're going to like a it's not a cabin. It's a fancy cabin out in the woods, kind of in the mountainous
area.
That's
kind of cool.
So it's like 20 minutes from Asheville. And so right to the west of us is like, you know, mountainous hikes, waterfalls, all that stuff. And then I think a little bit south of us is the Biltmore Estate. Have you heard of that?
Can't say I have.
It's the, I think it's in the U.S. I don't know about world, but it's the nation's largest residential property ever.
Really?
And you can tour it. And so we're going to the Biltmore Estate. We're going to tour 8,000 acres
Holy
of
God.
Grounds. And then just this large castle-like home. It's like for a few hundred bucks, you can spend the whole day there, eat there.
Yeah.
Things like that, ride a carriage, whatever things. So we'll bring a camera probably and take some cool photos. And doesn't that look crazy?
We'll pop up a picture for you.
I'm no, we're not. I'm editing this.
You always make me pop pictures.
Well, yeah, we'll show you after this, Seth, and then we'll probably go. You know, there's like an Asheville downtown area you can like do stuff in, eat some cool food. But our B&B has a grill.
Dude, he's hyped about the grill.
And we're going to just, I think we're going to go to a meat locker like day one. Oh. And we'll get some steaks. And
I can say I've never stayed out of bed and breakfast.
No, Airbnb.
Oh, I thought sorry. I thought you just said B&B.
I did. I cut off the air. Sorry. So yeah, we're going to grill some steaks. It's going to be epic. So
yeah.
I'm excited for the grill.
Are you a medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
Good guy.
Yeah, I'm an American.
Yeah, exactly. Stop. Zach?
Rare.
Good.
Dude, did you know that?
My fiance is a medium well.
Dude, one of my sister's ex-boyfriends got a burger well done. I knew they weren't lasting, bro. my mom's gonna text me for that comment. But
no doubt.
Did you know pregnant women have to get like really cooked meat?
No, I did not.
Yeah. So, like, my boss, when we went to Indy for our big show there, she ordered, like, a well-done steak or something. And I was roasting the crap out of her. And then, like, 2 months later, she announced she's pregnant. And she's like, by the way, that's not how I like my steak.
Then why'd you get it?
Well, because she had to, because she's pregnant.
She couldn't get something like chicken or something?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I mean, you're going to get a steak.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. So,
yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, cool. Any final thoughts, Seth? Anything you can't without saying?
You guys are doing a great job with this podcast. I mean, I've watched a couple of them. So
we got to get the consistency up, but we'll get there. I know we said every month and then we missed February, but
no, we missed March.
No, February's was launched first week of March.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
No. But we're here.
Yeah.
We'll just make it up. Maybe we'll do two in like June or something.
Probably not.
Maybe two in April. Who knows?
Probably not.
Still, I think you guys are doing a good job with it.
Who's a guest you would want to hear from?
Oh, that's a...
Sheldon?
Dude, I honestly think Sheldon would be a good guest.
Yeah. He's a good speaker.
Yeah.
Like he can hold conversation and so.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. You think he would do it?
I do. Okay. He lives just across the... Before you get to 30.
Don't dock Sheldon.
So.
What's his address?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that.
That's the photo I pop up. Put on Google Maps. Well, cool. So. If you did make it through, like I said, I mean, please give us feedback. Constructive feedback's fine. We want to hear it. Thank
Criticism
you.
Criticism's fine.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening, watching, whatever you do.
And tell Josh that he's wrong with Purdue preseason top five.
That's crazy that you just brought that back up.
That's crazy. But yeah, like and subscribe.
Do not, you know?
I don't care. But yeah, we'll see you next month or
whenever we see you.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.